came here for a mission.
The snap. Winston sells the play action fake again. Looks sideline. Bay route toward the corner of the end zone. Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Mike Evans takes it over the shoulder.
This is Monday's Buccaneers Total Access.
Fire the cannons.
Where each week we feature a different Buccaneers player. Brought to you by Florida Hospital, the exclusive hospital of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Join the conversation at hashtag CatchBucksFever. Here's your host, Bucs Insider, Casey Phillips.
Welcome into Buccaneers Total Access with none other than Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. We are back.
We are so back.
Who is excited to be back?
Right back like we never left.
Like we never left. Guys, you have been asked for a long time now. When it came out that we weren't going to have a weekly show with you guys, there was almost a riot.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nice to be wanted.
Yeah, it is nice to be wanted, but I'm glad that they didn't riot.
That's true. That's very true. And we are back for one night here, and we are back because, in part, it is turkey time for the O-line, yeah. With the O-line. As we speak, we are sitting outside One Buck Place right now, and you guys are awesome. Your position group as a whole has bought 1,000 Thanksgiving dinners for families in need that were pre-selected who are now driving through, and you guys are personally handing out all of the dinners. And I know you guys have now done this. This is your third year, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Third year.
It's the 11th year of doing it.
11 years.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah, it was started by Davin Joseph and True Blood as well. These guys, they just set such a great legacy. And then now DeMar Dotson helped carry it on when they left. And I know we'll have him on later in the show as well. So tell us what you guys like about this event every year.
Oh, it's great. You know, to be able to give back to the community. Like you said, a lot of people don't get to see us outside of our uniforms and on the field. So to be able to give these families a way to celebrate and Thanksgiving is huge, you know, and just interact with them, just see their faces and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, to see how excited they are when they see either any of the offensive line handling the turkeys or the pies or the, you know, supplies to cook it with. I mean, it's just a great event.
Yeah, it's for sure.
And they know that you guys know food, so they know they're getting good food.
Yeah, we do know food.
We know Thanksgiving for sure.
That is true.
So we're doing it right.
And those interactions that happen here are always very unique. For example, literally 5 minutes ago, Donovan was asked to sign a baby's diaper while the baby was wearing the diaper.
I hope that the baby didn't use the bathroom, and they're just going to take the diaper off right now and then put a new one on to save it.
I was going to say, this would be the shortest-lived autograph in history.
Because that's kind of
crazy. Did you not know what to do?
Like, I didn't know what to do. He just held the baby butt up, and I'm like, you want me to sign the diaper, the shirt? What am I doing?
Did he say sign the diaper?
He just said sign anywhere. So I
sign anywhere.
So he didn't say sign the diaper. That's different. Had he said sign the diaper and he signed the diaper, I would have been okay.
So you had a chance to sign an actual baby, and you passed it up?
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
I would have signed the T-shirt.
This is like a total personality test right now, the different ways we would have all gone about this. All right, real quick, before we get into all of the random stuff that we've been waiting months and months to talk about that people want to hear, we are going to talk a little bit of football here to begin with, because you guys got a big W Sunday down there in Miami. So tell us a little bit about that game. Was a bit of a roller coaster of emotions, I feel like, especially there at the end. So what do you feel like that win overall just did for the team and where you guys are at right now?
Yeah, I think it was huge for us. I mean, confidence moving forward, momentum moving forward. I mean, especially going into division play and late in the season, you want to be playing your best ball in November and December. So, I mean, that's something that we're doing. So it's huge for us to have a little bit of momentum moving forward.
And first road win for you guys, had that just been like a coincidence, or was there something about playing on the road that seemed to have been a struggle?
We did make a point of that. We had not won on the road this year, and, you know, we spoke about that in the team meeting prior. But, you know, it shouldn't matter where we play. You know, we got to go out there and get the win. So it was huge. Like you say, it was huge to get the win this past week. And, you know, we just got to keep pressing forward.
And you guys have had a couple weeks in a row where the defense has made some really huge plays, which I know gets you guys fired up, particularly when they're takeaways. So that first half, 4 takeaways. What was going through y'all's mind when you saw that happening?
When we get a short field as an offense, we need to score touchdowns. So that's always the first thought. Now we got to score a touchdown. Like, it's on us. Yeah, now we got to finish it off.
It's kind of like you want to celebrate, but you don't have that much time to celebrate because you got to go out there.
That's true. You're like, man, we weren't supposed to be out there yet. Oh, man.
No, it's fun. Our defense has been playing their tails off, as you know, the past few weeks. And, you know, we just got to keep building on it. You know, big thing we talk about is complimentary football, and the defense is stepping up. Anytime we get a short field or something like that, you know, we just have to capitalize with touchdowns.
Yeah, that's true. And how about when you were watching – Pat Murray's kick whenever you knew that it was going to come down to this? I always love hearing the emotions and what people do. Some people are like, oh, I can't watch.
P-Murder.
I love it. Tell me the thoughts when you realized this drive was going down there. I mean, and first of all, just take us through that last drive and the emotions that were happening in that.
Well, I know for sure Joe is our stat guy on time clock management guy. So he comes to the O-line and, you know, he lets us know what we pretty much got. And, you know, our coaches told us it's going to come down to us. Like I said, our defense did a great job. I think it was that fourth down stop where they was able to stop them. And then, you know, we just every day we practice two minute in those situations. And, you know, we went out there and we just executed and, you know, put it all on Pat.
Yeah, so that last drive was awesome. Obviously, we had struggled a little bit in the third, fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So to be able to move the ball when we needed to move the ball was huge. And obviously, it's credit to Godwin, some other playmakers making big plays, and Dirk making the right play calls in the right situations.
Yeah.
But as far as the field goal goes, I'm usually actually not on the PAT field goal. Usually the center comes off.
So Allie was out there.
Yeah, so I was out there for my first field goal, first field goal of the season since last year.
Why this one?
Well, because Evan went down.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so I had to step up, and I was like, I wasn't even sure if I was doing it right because I played and something I hadn't done ever. So I was just making it happen out there on the field goal unit.
And, you know, the first time you have to do it being a game winner,
exactly,
no big deal.
Exactly.
That must have been terrifying.
A little different experience.
And so the emotion, whenever it comes, it goes through, you see, that's it, 4 seconds, you know the odds are, this is it, you've won the game.
Yeah.
What was that feeling like?
Oh, it was great. I don't know if you can see, I stuck a hand out the block, and then I'm peeking out the corner of my helmet to see it go through, and I'm just like, P. Murray did it again.
Came in clutch.
You know, it was fun, and then like you said, it was, 4 seconds left, and you know, like I said, our special teams did a great job in scoring. Hey, Adair's got a touchdown, so why not?
That works. I love
it.
No
matter
how
you get it, it counts as a touchdown. So
we're talking to Donovan Smith and Allie Marpet here. We are at the turkey time with the O-line, where they're handing out turkeys to pre-selected families, 1,000 of them, which is amazing that you guys have that many this year. So overall, the O-line this year, you know, there's a lot we can talk to you two about, especially, you know, Allie switching positions since the last time we had this radio show out here. Overall, I just want to hear how you guys would evaluate the O-line so far in the different facets of the game, where you guys think you're at a little bit more than halfway through.
I think Donovan would agree with me when I say that as an offensive line, we haven't actually played to what we think we can play at. I think we've actually got a pretty physical and talented group. We should be able to move the ball and establish the run game, and that's actually something we haven't done. So that's a little bit disappointing these past few games. But obviously it's something we think we can do and we know we can do moving forward.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Like you said, the only way to go is up. You know, we just keep building on it. Like you said, we're nowhere near where we want to be, but, you know, we're going to get there. You know, we're few twists.
Yeah,
from
it's
here
not much.
It's not much. And, you know, it's so crazy, but, you know, we're right there. So
right there. All right, so I know now we have had a lot of people asking tons of follow-up questions in particular from last year's show.
Oh,
and
wow.
All of the things that we learned about the two of you last year, and wondering how much is still happening, how much has changed, how much has stayed the same since our last Donovan and Allie and Casey show. Beginning with, first of all, Thanksgiving obviously is this week, and everyone loved hearing about Allie's mom's Thanksgiving food last year. That if people remember, that she actually raised turkeys and pigs.
Yep.
To bring down here.
Yep, that is correct.
Is that happening again?
We're doing that again.
It was such a
success last year. Got to do it again.
That's incredible. So it worked that well for you guys.
There was a lot of leftover food.
Which may be the first time that's ever happened at a meal you're at.
Yeah,
is
very,
that fair?
Very rare for that to happen, but it happened. But it was also delicious, so it was great for leftovers.
Did you have a funeral for the turkey when you...
I wasn't the one who actually killed it, so no, I don't think so.
That's incredible. Now we know Donovan would have had a funeral for the turkey, which is phenomenal.
And then ate it.
Yes, and then ate it. So also now, fans want to know, Allie, are you still driving the same car that you've had?
The Honda Accord.
Honda Accord.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rocking that same one.
I've got it until next September.
I tried to get him to put some rims on it.
And then Donovan may help me reevaluate, you know, maybe get something, maybe upgrade.
A second car, a different car.
Upgrade.
Yeah, I like that. And then this is one that I asked Donovan a while back. I don't even know if you knew this, but so everybody remembers that you, Allie, you were wearing Donovan's dress shoes on road trips.
Does he still wear them?
Donovan, have you gotten these dress shoes back?
Absolutely.
That's it.
He still wears them. Yeah.
So I had an intention in this offseason of getting new comfortable dress shoes.
And never made it.
And I just like never, like, it was always like in the offseason, there's so much time. You know, there's so much time to get shoes.
And then it was like, one job yeah. for 6 months.
Exactly. Right. And then training camp rolled around. I was like, oh, I didn't get shoes. So I just want to say shoes again.
Still the same. You have one pair of dress shoes yeah. and they're Donovan.
That's the problem. I think there's just so much time.
Listen, I just want to give a shout out to Uggs because, you yeah. know, them things lasted for 3 years yeah, and they're holding up.
Yeah.
Them holding up.
With a big boy wearing them. So yeah. this is not just some 150-pound guy rocking
right,
these shoes.
Right, exactly.
So, Donovan, you've resigned yourself that you're just never getting these back?
Oh, yeah. I've given up on them.
I thought they were a gift.
They are a gift.
They were, right?
From me to you, Alex. Yeah.
Well, I think the feeling that was not the original intention.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think the original intention was like, hey, I have.
Yeah, hey, I got an extra pair of shoes, you know, and I just never asked for them back. So, I mean, why would it give them back?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And, Donovan, you said that you had a fashion question on Twitter and then never asked it.
Well, I got it together.
You got
yeah,
it together?
Yeah, I just had a question on what I was going to wear with my velvet jacket. So
velvet
I was just trying
jacket.
To figure out, should I go flat black tie with a pattern, what color pants, what color shirt, stuff like that. So,
Allie, I'm sure you're constantly wondering all of this.
Well, it was like I called my sister, I called my mom, I called my grandmother, then I went to Twitter and nobody was up that early, so I didn't get a response. And then I just said, okay, I'm going to go with my grandmother set.
That's nice. Always a good
That's
call.
That's a good call.
Allie, have you ever asked even a fourth of that many questions about what you've worn?
No.
He just goes to the equipment room and
No, my question is what's clean and then I'll wear it.
Yeah, what? That's true.
Is it the smell test or do you actually know that it's clean?
I've got a system. I know it's clean.
The smell test.
Nah, yeah.
It's the smell test.
The smell test is the system.
He says I've got a system like it's something so much more complicated that. I love it. All right. And then Donovan, last year was when we found out you hadn't seen very many of the key Disney movies that were important. And then you got a shipment.
A big shipment from Disney.
From Disney.
No, themselves. So huge.
I know. Allie was jealous. Well, actually, Gerald was jealous.
I'm jealous. Are you kidding me?
Allie was jealous. I had a box of probably about 10 to 15 movies.
Have you seen it? You saw Disney. You saw
yeah.
Lion King?
You know, so it was, when was it? It was week one.
Yeah.
We had a bye week. So, you know, I popped a few in there and I missed a lot while I was a child.
So they're still good. Like, I know they'll be good to me because they have some sentimental value, but I'm wondering if I'd never seen them, watched them now, if they'd still be good.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
And they were still good? You loved it?
Oh, yeah, I did love it. What's funny is I was watching, what was it, Tarzan. And
oh, great.
I text Caleb, and I'm like, Gertrude is, he is bad. Why is he being mean to this? Like, you know, like, what is it? Like, why does he hate him so much? You know? So Caleb was just like, keep watching, bro. I'm like, dang, he makes me want to, you know. But
that's incredible.
Good.
I love it. All right. We still have tons more coming up here on Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Allie Marpet. And there's a possibility they're going to go find one or two of their teammates to come hop on with us in a minute as we continue on with the turkey time with the O-line going on out here. Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Allie Marpet, brought to you by Florida Hospital, the exclusive hospital of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is Buccaneers Radio.
Buccaneers Total Access continues, brought to you by Florida Hospital on 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the best Bucs coverage. Once again, your host, Bucs Insider, Casey Phillips.
Welcome back in to Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Allie Marpet, brought to you by Florida Hospital. We are out here at the turkey time with the O-line at One Buccaneer Place, where the entire O-line has pitched in to buy 1,000 full Thanksgiving dinners to distribute to pre-selected families. This is one of the best events that we do, and I have one of the guys that helps lead this whole thing sitting here with me right now. We have Damar Dotson. Damar, thanks for being on here with me.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, hang on. We got to get the microphone up around the – there we go. All right, now we got the microphone ready to go. So you
– why mine don't sit like yours?
Turn them around the other way. We're having a microphone like situation here. This is pretty great. Operator error happening. There we go. Now we got it. Now we're good to go.
Okay.
There it
That's
is.
That's better.
All right. So, and now Donovan Smith comes running back on here.
Late, as always.
Oh, I've never been late, Doc. Cut it out.
Never. Now you're going to have to stand the whole segment because you
That's
didn't
fine.
Come around here. Okay. So, Damar was one of the original guys that knew you know, the guys who founded this, and now you're the one that passes it on sort of to the younger guys down here. So tell us a little bit about this event and why it's so special to you.
It's special because, you know, the guys who started it was special to me. You know, with Davin Joseph and Jeremy Trueblood, I think they started this in 2006. And when I came along in 2009, you know, they had been doing it for a few years. And it was just a tradition that just, you know, stuck with the O-line. And I think it's something that's came a long way. And I never thought that it'll still be here this long. And it's just a great thing that, you know, the offensive line, they buy into it every year. They love it, you know, and because they like giving. And every year when we come in this locker room and we say we're doing turkey time with O-line, I mean, those guys get excited about it. They don't mind putting up their money to, you know, help feed this community. So it's a great thing, man. It's just been a blessing that, you know, how long that this thing has stuck. And this thing will go for a long time.
Which is awesome. And you're definitely – you've been around, what is it, 9 years you said that you've done this now?
Yeah.
So is this – Donovan, do you always feel like you hear that, you know, DeMar's sort of the vet of the team room? Do you guys
– We call him OG. OG Big Money.
The original.
I don't know where to get this big money from,
big
man.
I just want to settle the score right now to everybody out there. We have the best right tackle in the NFL.
Look at that.
By far.
Hey.
Look at the love.
If not best tackle in the NFL by far.
They give me a little love. I just appreciate the love.
And he's so humble about it. You know, we read up on it and everything. We just got to share it with him and everything. So, you know, we just got to get my man to the Pro Bowl.
Yes, this is where we start the campaign right now, DeMar to the Pro Bowl happening over here. So tell us about as you've been in the league a while and as you look at this O-line group in the room, how does this group compare to other ones you've been in terms of how close you guys are and some of the different personalities that, you know, you get to be the guy that has seen all the different O-line groups here.
He doesn't talk. He just sits there and he watches us.
Probably because y'all have worn him out by now.
But I tell you this is the closest group. I said it last year. I said it years before. This group is so close. I still don't understand it to the day. I mean, we come to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We leave here about 5 and 6 o'clock. And they would text each other all night, all day.
And guess who never responds in the text? Don.
You know, they ask each other who wants to go have dinner. And, I mean, they talking about stuff all throughout the night. My phone is ringing and beeping and everything else. And I say, good thing I'm not married, man.
You're going to be in trouble.
You're going to get me divorced. I say, good gracious.
Yeah, no, it is a close group. We do have a nice group message with all of us in there. And, you know, it's always fun to hang out with these guys. I mean, like you said, you spend all the time together, and then in training camp, you want to get away from them. But now, you know, in the season, it's like, you know, you just want to stay close, you know, because, like you said, you play for one another out there. So why not be with one another outside of work to know how they are and who they are and stuff like that? So, yeah.
That's true. And so you already said that Dot's the one that is never responding. So DeMar, tell me who is the worst offender in the group making your phone blow up the most.
I don't know who's the worst, but
he didn't even look at it.
It's all the guys.
Unless it got something to do with Dot Barbecue Truck, that's when we get a response from him.
So if there's food involved, then you'll respond.
Donovan loves my own the barbecue, even though he talks about it all the time, though. But he eats it up like it's no tomorrow. But he'll eat the whole plate and be just a bone there, and then he'll tell me how bad it was. You know,
and he wants his money back.
Yeah, this barbecue wasn't that good. It wasn't that good today, but it's just a bone left, man. If it wasn't that good, why you ate it? That's what you do every time.
Hey, man, you gotta keep him. You know, you gotta keep him good.
Shoot. I love it. That's amazing. All right, so DeMar, tell me about Donovan in particular here, and how you've seen him now 3 years in. You know, your tackle counterpart over here. What have you learned about Donovan over the last few years?
Well, one, he's going into a very good left tackle in this league. And I think, you know, George Warhop, our offensive line coach, he tells him all the time that he can be one of the best in this game, and he can be one of the best. You know, that's hands down. His guy can be one of the best left tackles in this game and make a whole lot of money. And he's grown. I've seen from this guy grew from his rookie year to where he at now. You know, he takes it serious. You know, he's competitive. You know, he goes out there and fight. You know, week in and week out. So, you know, he's gonna be good.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, glad to be a part of it, because I know years down the road when I'm done, you know, this guy gonna be one of the best. So, I'm just glad to be part of it.
I'm me coming to his front porch while he's sitting in his rocking chair.
The old man died.
I just hope they still remember me, man. When I come to training camp, hey Donovan, man, how you doing? He like, who's that? Man, I just hope you still speak to me, man.
How could we forget Doc, you know? The one and only, man.
You know, I just hope you still speak to me.
So whenever you first got here, Donovan, what did you think of DeMar, the resident vet on the group?
He is a huge human being.
And how big are you again, so people can get perspective on you saying
this? I'm about 6'6", 330, but Dot is about 6'9", 315, and I'm giving him a little extra weight with 315. He's huge. His hands is huge. You know, it's just he wears a size what, 18 shoe, 19 shoe.
Hey, don't get too graphic on here, man.
kids
watch the show, man.
Yeah, kids know. No. I was just looking like, wow, who is that? And then, you know, like I said, just be able to be with him in the room. He may not talk much, but, you know, his presence is definitely felt on the field and in the meeting rooms and in the locker room. So, you know, we bringing out the young side of Dot.
The young side. I love it. We're talking to DeMar Dotson and Donovan Smith here on Buccaneers Radio. So I asked Donovan and Allie this first segment. I want to hear your thoughts as well of just what this O-line can be, what you guys are hoping it will be, and where you guys have been so far this season, to hear how you guys hope to become the O-line you know that you can be by the end of this year.
Yeah, we got a lot of improvements. I think, you know, one thing that we're doing real good is pass protecting, and because, you know, I'm taking pride in it. Donovan over there on the left side taking pride in protecting the quarterback, and he's doing a good job in it. You know, we got to get better at running the ball. You know, that's one thing that is obvious, you know, across the board, that we're not doing a good job, you know, on running the football. So I think we have to take more pride in that. You know, starting with me, myself, individual, and I got to take more pride in running, you know, in the run game. And I think that we got 6 weeks that we can focus on that, you know, one game at a time and get better. I think that'll bring a complete package. So we leaving a lot of meat on the table in the run game. So, you know, we have to take more pride in that. Start with myself, you know, and running the football.
So for you guys, for people who don't understand the intricacies of O-line play, I'm sure you guys are kind of the ones that get overlooked a lot, where people don't know just how much technicality goes into this. The difference in blocking for the run game versus the pass game, and how you can have a game where one goes significantly better than the other, if there can be a disparity between the two. So tell us a little bit about, in particular, run blocking, the challenges so far and the things that you guys can work to improve.
You have to be the most aggressive, under control, technical, like sound, and everything that you do. And that's in run blocking and in pass pro. Because, like I said, anytime you get off kilter on any one of those, you know, it looks terrible. You know, we all been there, whether it's falling out the window or not, and getting blown by or something like that. But you know, it's so much that goes into it. The amount of work that we spend in individuals to perfect that and stuff like that, it's just so much that goes into it. You know, just people just see, oh, you got to get in front of this guy, move him, or you got to get in front of this guy, stop him from. It's so much more than that. But yeah, you know, it's a work of art.
Well, old guy told me a long time ago, he said the quickest way to get run out of this league as a tackle is to be bad in pass protection.
Yeah.
That so, true. You know,
quickest way to get a quarterback killed, too.
Yeah, and get run out. You know, people overlook a little bad run blocking from here to there. Yeah. But pass blocking, you won't last too long.
That's pretty great. Which one is harder for you guys in general, would you say?
It just depends. You know, the defense, they gotta rerun or pass. So it just really depends. You know, now if, you know, we go down, you know, a few scores and the other team know that we have to pass, the defensive ends and the defense, they just know, okay, a pass is coming, I'm going to just get him into my pass, you know, my pass rush, rather than, okay, I got to look, see if it's run or pass, and then react. So, you know, I think it really just depends just about how things are going.
And how about scoring early in the game? I know that's something that you guys have really wanted to emphasize a lot more recently. that was something that was a struggle for a little bit of trying to get a touchdown, especially the first possession, and not just settling for three early in the game. So tell me a little bit about what you guys have been working on to try and score earlier in the game, and if there's been added emphasis on that.
The biggest thing is just starting fast, and that's with everybody from, you know, the offensive line to the receivers and doing your job. It's just starting fast, and, you know, we don't need – Dirk does a good job of saying this. We don't need guys doing more than what they're supposed to, because then you go out of the realm and, you know, it just looks crazy. So, you know, go out there and do your job at the end of the day, and, you know, you want to start fast. And, you know, when you get down in the red zone and stuff like that, field goals are good, but, you know, touchdowns are better.
And for the two of you, each of you can answer this, toughest person you've ever had to block.
Go ahead, Doc.
Well, a lot of guys is tough, but the one guy that gave me the most trouble is back in 2014 was that dang-gone Elvis Dumervil.
That dang-gone Elvis.
And he was playing with Baltimore at the time, and that guy whipped my butt. I just it was just one of them games you just looking at the score and just he can't get over fast enough.
Yeah.
And he told me up from left to right. And I mean,
and there was just nothing you could do. Just one of those games.
It's like one of them games, just mercy.
Wait, the white flag. So, like the game when you saw that, you know, the Cowboys tackle giving up six sacks. Do you just hurt for guys when you see that happen? Like you've had those games where you just feel like you don't have it for whatever reason, or one guy torches you. Do you just feel for them?
Well, you know, I never gave up that many seconds by far. But you know, you don't want to laugh at nobody, man, because you just hope they don't be you one day. So you just look at it, and you say, and just keep on going.
Yeah.
But you sure don't want to laugh at nobody else's misery. I learned that a long time ago.
Because you could be next.
I can be next. So.
That's great. All right, Donovan, who's your hardest guy to block?
I'd say for me was probably Robert Mathis and Trent Cole, and they both were playing for the Indianapolis Colts. So it was like they was just having a field day. So Dot and Goss would kick their butt and send them over to my side, and then it was just like, ooh, fresh meat. And them guys just like pass first on everything. So by the time you get out the stands, they jetting up the field. And, you know, like Dot said, it was one of those, like, dang, I'm in for a long day. I'm in for a long day. So, but those are two great guys, you know, obviously probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. So,
yeah. That's pretty great. And then how about for the way you guys evaluate how you play? Because everyone always talks about the ratings that other websites or other people will come up with to say how you guys have done, you know, the Pro Football Focus stuff. But I know there's a lot of times that they don't know everything that you guys were supposed to do out there. Mm-hmm. So what are the ways that you use to evaluate how you guys have done in a game and the big things that'll tell you, okay, yes, like I did my job here, I didn't do it as much there. How do you guys make that decision?
Each week we get graded by a coach, literally every play, whether it's either plus or minus. Point of attack, if you know the plays, if you're a major key to that play, your technique, and then what is it, finish? Yeah. I think it is. So you know, his biggest thing is how many pluses in a row can you get before your first minus. So you know, we pride ourselves in going out there and doing that. So you know, week in and week out, like I said, a lot of people, you just look and you see things and you don't really know the scheme, and it's like, oh, why is this guy coming free, or why is this person here, this, that, and the third. And you know, it's either coming from the right side or the left side, and it's DeMar fall, Donovan fall.
Do y'all have sort of a special bond in that, of knowing that you guys are the ones out there on the island that everyone blames for things that as tackles you guys can kind of lament together about this?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to go out there and do our job. You know, we can't really listen to everything that's being said and going on. And, you know, our only job is there to protect and, you know, move guys so that Doug can get loose in the run game. And, you know, we can make plays downfield. And at the end of the day, just to get a win.
All right.
That is just to get a win.
That's always the goal. That's all it takes. All right, well, gentlemen, thank you for hopping on here. DeMar, we're going to let you, both of you, get back out there to hand in the turkeys back out and get Allie and a couple of the other guys on here as well. And, DeMar, thank you so much for everything you've done to help keep this tradition going here.
Thank you.
Always.
We still have a lot more coming up here on Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Allie Marpet, brought to you by Florida Hospital, the exclusive hospital of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is Buccaneers Radio.
Now more on Buccaneers Total Access, brought to you by Florida Hospital on 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the best Bucs coverage.
Welcome back into Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. We now have our special guest joining us, Joe Hawley. What's going on, man?
What? What's
up,
guys?
We got Joe in the house.
Yeah, you sat
Daddy's
down.
Daddy's home.
You were so excited when you sat down, although you were concerned about the chair, which is funny because we did talk extensively about chairs last year.
Yeah, we can't get some better chairs here.
And how one of the best quotes from the radio show that everybody loved last year was Ali saying he doesn't trust chairs.
Yeah. Most chairs.
No, I think I might have told that story last year.
Yeah.
Right, flopped one right in the middle of an assembly.
Yep.
Traumatizing, man. These chairs, you can't trust them.
It sticks with you, those experiences.
We need special chairs for the O-line radio show. The rest of the year, it's fine. But when we have you guys on, we need special chairs.
Just like sturdy chairs, like normal sturdy chairs. Just
I think
not like
these are normal chairs. Like
we'll get a ruling on that.
I guess we're not normal.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You're the ones not normal. These are normal chairs. So
that's
how many
fair.
Chairs have
Agree
you broken,
disagree.
Joe? In your
how many chairs have I broken?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Like beach chairs too. Those
and
things
just,
are.
I
those
think
like
that's
that is two categories. How many
time.
Chairs have you broken, and how many chairs plus beach chairs
beach
have you broken?
Chair, I mean, like probably at least eight.
Yeah.
Like I mean, at least I broke a sofa one time.
Yeah.
Wait.
Like or like a
no,
chair,
like, the
like
wood,
a chair,
yeah, the
like,
leg breaks.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant when you said like a sofa. I'm like, I
yeah,
thought
maybe.
You, I thought
have.
You broke.
I might have. I don't
you've
know.
Broken a couch.
Yeah, like the little leg broke out. Yeah, yeah, totally.
All I know is I'm about to break this chair I'm sitting on right now.
So when all of a sudden there's just silence from Joe, everybody's going to know
it won't be
what
silent.
Happened.
It won't be silent.
It will not be silent.
This is pretty phenomenal. All right, so now we want to hear a little bit about you guys. Get to have your take on the personalities of the O-line room. We just had a few more on. We had Dot on, and we just love hearing the inside scoop because you guys seem like one of the more unique position groups. And DeMar was just telling us about how close you guys are and how annoyed he gets at that group text that keeps him up at all hours in the night with his phone going off because y'all can't stop talking
well,
to each
is,
other.
The thing is, he never responds to it.
He says something about that?
Yeah.
You
oh,
know
yeah.
he has us on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
It doesn't sound like he knows how to do that, so.
That is probably true.
Yeah,
that's why he's so irritated as he said, what did he say? Something about it keeps beeping and buzzing all the time?
He just that's
we don't
a
even
simple
use it
setting.
That much. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh, is it not that bad? Is he exaggerating?
Yeah, he's exaggerating.
Oh, okay, sure. So tell us about some of these personalities in the room. Tell us the pros, the cons, the all the quirks of the people in there.
What do you want to know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty vague question.
That's why I'm leaving it up to you guys. I want to hear your thoughts on these people because everyone out there, I can tell, is very curious about the personalities and is upset that you guys were not featured more heavily on Hard Knocks. So this is our attempt to show the inside look.
There really wasn't a lot going on in our room that was showed.
Which
a lot of the action
okay.
happens outside the room.
Yep.
We hang out a lot. You know, JR's got a nice place. We have some barbecues over there on occasion.
O-line dinner is always a great time.
Every Thursday.
We're not going to bring a camera crew into that, you know.
Yeah, that's very private, you know, scenario.
That's where you guys...
Yeah, that's another thing. Offensive linemen tend to be a little bit more private, I think. That's also... Except for Donovan, who throws everything out on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. He tries to put it out there.
Everybody knows everything about Donovan.
Yeah.
All right, we had a question from a Twitter follower here who said, with Thanksgiving fast approaching, what is the first thing you want to eat off your plate?
Oh, me first?
Yeah, Joe, handle it.
My mom makes these deviled eggs that are incredible.
Wow.
So I'm going to get the recipe, and I'm going to make them this year, and hopefully I don't screw them up, but I'm very excited about them.
Very cool.
That sounds pretty good.
I always, or the past 3 years since I've hosted Thanksgiving, I've just sort of made bacon-wrapped scallops part of the menu because it's my favorite food. So I've just sort of forced
that's
that
a unique
in.
Thanksgiving
not,
item.
Definitely not
sure.
a traditional Thanksgiving item, but I just love it. So
that
if
makes
I can,
sense. That's your favorite
can,
appetizer when
so,
we go on
yeah, exactly.
dinner.
So if I can get that for an appetizer before Thanksgiving gets started, always enjoy
Is
that.
Is that a difficult thing to make?
No, not at all.
You, no, the,
you
buy the scallop,
wrap
them in
bacon, put a toothpick through it.
Boom.
That sounds
boom.
Like the perfect
like
O-line thing.
Bada boom, bada bang. Nice.
That's pretty amazing. All right, we also had a question from Aaron, and he said, who on the O-line is most likely to pass out first from overeating on Thanksgiving?
Oh.
You're looking at him right here, Mr. Ali Marfan.
Yes, I can handle my food.
Oh, yeah, you get some meat.
He's talking about it like it's alcohol, like I can handle my food.
Yeah. No, maybe. That's fair.
I don't know like, who else, like...
Okay, I'll take it, because who else is... Yeah, maybe me.
Maybe Donovan. I don't know.
No. Sweezy eats a lot.
Sweezy does eat a lot.
Yeah, so Sweezy could be up there.
Yeah. He would be up there. You, yeah. Ali,
but
you and Sweezy?
On occasion, like,
I overeat too much.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I should say, hey, maybe stop eating so much.
And he goes,
like,
still goes in,
still
dives
go.
Right back
it's
in.
Crazy.
You just, nope, just overriding that little voice in your head.
Yeah.
this is phenomenal. Aaron also asked... Ali, can you grow the beard back to complete the hippie look?
I've got a beard going.
You have
the beard
bit.
Is in.
As this thing, much this is as like, I'm going to have a beard, I have a beard right
he's
now.
He's been growing this beard out as long as he's been growing his hair out.
Nah, it's not true. I think this is probably like a month-long thing, maybe.
And it'd be like Joe
weeks.
After like 2 hours of
yeah,
not shaving.
I don't
shaving.
Know if you guys have seen Allie's beard, but that's not something you guys need to be wishing for.
Well, no.
Oh, from the beard expert over here, just throwing out his
saying.
I think
Fitz
shaved last week or so, and his is already
this
better.
Is already
than
better.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of Fitz's beard, Joe, did you feel threatened when Fitz joined the team that you didn't have the best beard
you
anymore?
You know, I did because there was a couple guys that came up to me, and they're like, I think he's got you beat, and I was really offended by it because I was like, obviously not. I mean, look at us.
Look at us.
Mine's obviously bigger, better, badder.
So,
but then he shaved. I mean, we've become really good buddies, and our beards, you know.
That's your bonding is
yeah,
over your beards.
Yeah, we started bonding.
Well,
over
then
the
did
beards,
you feel like?
Shaved,
yeah, did he like abandon
went
you?
Went behind
he
my back and shaved his beard off.
You were upset he didn't ask your permission first.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of alluded to it. He was like, "I might change it up," and I was like, yeah, "I don't think he'll do it. I don't think he'll do it.
You won't."
And then we had a new player the next day, and nobody recognized him.
So I think, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure he was a little insecure after he shaved
it. He definitely
it.
Was.
And he was asking Joe after, he's like, hey, man,
he's like,
can you
yeah,
shave
you started
it?
Bring me down with him.
Yeah.
He was like, Joe, you know you want to shave it. You know you want to shave it.
Because he was feeling insecure about
like,
his naked
shave
face.
It.
He was
like,
having
no,
beard
envy. Yeah.
Every day you were rubbing it in his face
like,
that he didn't
have it.
I was
like, dude, it'll come back in 2 weeks, you'll be all right. Like, yeah. Just calm yourself. You made a mistake. We all make mistakes.
He really wanted you to shave to feel better.
Absolutely, yes.
That's incredible. And you were just like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I was like, no. You did this yourself.
You thought about
you did
it.
This.
Haven't you?
Not all the way. I haven't seen my own chin in 10 years.
That's why
you thought
about
it. Who knows what's under there?
Yes, exactly.
It might have disappeared.
You should. I think you should.
I mean, eventually I'm going to have to, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, when, though?
Dealer's choice.
Why not?
Continues.
I think tonight now. This is what I think.
Well, okay, no. You're crazy.
Yeah,
I just figured.
Definitely not now.
Strike while the iron's hot. I just figured we could try. This is an attempt.
Do you got like a razor? No, I'm just kidding.
No, like, that would be incredible. Now, right there live on the radio show, and then you hear him see his chin for the first time, screams.
Oh, my God.
No. Your fiance would be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
This is
oh,
not
she
who
definitely
I,
would be.
This yeah. is not who I agreed to marry. This is not it. Okay, so I wanted to hear, we have our, you know, guard center duo as we speak sitting here, and we had somebody ask.
Center duo.
The best in the league.
Center, here it is.
The best center duo in the league.
I love that. So somebody asked, how different is it blocking as a center versus a guard?
It's so different.
It's a different game.
Completely different. I used to tell Allie about it when we played next to each other as a guard. I was like, dude, center's just a different game. It's not as physical, but it's a lot more mental. And now he's made a transition.
I didn't get it until, like, yeah. You could tell someone that, but you don't really get it until you're doing it. It is a different game.
So how is it different? Explain to all of us mere mortals who will never try this.
There are certain times where when a center is one-on-one in pass pro, where he's got kind of both ways to go, and it makes it very difficult, and you kind of have to use your sideboards, your guards, where as a guard, when you're setting pass pro, you're kind of giving him a one-way go, if that makes sense.
You have a different angle.
You have a different
angle.
Because the
quarterback's on the inside of you instead of right behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so you're trying to get him up the field, whereas center, he can work any either way if you're one-on-one, and it becomes a lot more complicated then.
A lot more complicated. Yeah. So, Joe, what did you try and tell him before he was making this transition? Like, what were the big pieces of advice that you were trying to give him?
Oh, get the ball back. No, once he got that
get down. Get the ball back.
No,
dude,
I mean, it's,
I'm sensitive, man.
No, he's been doing good with that.
Thanks,
No, just the way to see defenses, I'm trying to help him with that. I mean, that's an experience thing. You can watch as much film as you want, but it's not going to get you the experience out there on the film. It's just on the field. It's just different seeing it. So he's gotten a lot better throughout the season, and now he can kind of transfer it, watch the film, and kind of transfer it to the field and see, you know, put the different looks together. So he's improving a lot. Impressed.
Were you proud of him watching him out there?
Yeah, I'm very proud of him. It's pretty impressive what he's come from, going from a D3 to playing guard to playing center. Center's a tough position.
Aww,
to smart Allie's and stuff.
So
over
let
here.
Me just say, part of the reason I've been able to transition is because I've had help from guys like Joe like Evan.
Best center duo.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, so that's been part of it.
That's phenomenal. I love it. And so for you guys looking at the O-line overall this year, and we've talked to a couple of different guys on the show about this, but what are the big things that you feel like moving forward you guys are going to have to do to make sure that the group overall is what it can be, what it should be, what you guys hope it can be?
Yeah, so I think for us to take that next step, it's details, especially in the run game. I think it's really small stuff, but if we can clean up our footwork just a little bit here, a little bit there, I think we'll be able to start gashing some people and having some explosive runs.
So for go ahead.
Yeah, I think consistency, more consistency in the run game. I think we've been protecting the pass for really well all year, but you know, consistency getting better each and every day.
I hear that Donovan is the DJ of the area in the locker room, and you guys have to sit very, very close to him. And mm-hmm. I want to hear your thoughts on the DJing ability. He actually has taken over DJing tonight at the Turkey Time.
He's done a phenomenal job tonight.
Yeah. Now DJing is not easy, especially for a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds. Yeah. And he does a fantastic job of bringing different mixes. He doesn't just play the same stuff. He brings something for everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Let me just say, it's a difficult job, but for me, it's very hit or miss.
Yeah,
I mean, respect it.
But he tries to give something for everybody.
Exactly.
Some of it's not for us. We tell him next.
Next.
You can't please everyone.
But he takes that well. You know, constructive criticism.
That's
true. He gets better.
We're talking to Joe Hawley and Ali Marpet here on Buccaneers Radio. You know, a lot of people were wondering about J.R. Sweezy when he came into the game. First of all, if anyone has ever Googled him, the first picture that comes up is, like, legitimately terrifying. Most pictures of him are terrifying.
He's a terrifying guy.
Like,
yeah.
He's pretty terrifying.
Yes, so this is my question, is when he came to the team, what did you guys think of him by reputation, and then when you got to know him, and what sides of J.R. Sweezy you've seen?
I mean, it was really tough when he first got here because he had that injury, so we spent, like, a week with him, and then he had to go into the surgery and the rehab process, so he really wasn't around as much. This year we've got to know him a lot more. He's an animal on the field. He's really big. He's a powerful player. I hate going up against him on like scout looks because he just brings the thunder every time.
Even on scout looks, you're like, oh no.
Yeah, you still want to hold the bag.
Yeah, but I mean, he's definitely a different person in the building and around football than he is outside of football. He's a great dad, laid back guy at home, and very talkative. But here, he doesn't say much. He's very focused. Which is a good thing. That's what you like to see.
I feel like I just constantly see him, like, rolling his eyes at you guys in the locker room. Is that fair?
That's probably fair. Yeah. We probably say
it's probably behind our back. Like, I don't
this is why I see it and you guys
exactly.
don't. Did I just spoil it right now?
I'm going to look for it now.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Trying to tear us apart.
Anytime. Tear us apart. I love it. And I know that earlier in the season you guys did a big dinner with the rookies and maybe pranked them for a little bit.
Oh gosh!
Oh, for a lot of bit.
This was your idea.
Yeah, I mean, we try to do it every year.
It never works.
It never really works as well as it did this year. Yeah. Like these guys for like 20-30 minutes were like, would do anything we said to not have to pay for this bill. And the whole time we knew we were going to pay for it, so we were just messing with them.
Tell people if they haven't heard, how much did you tell them the bill was for?
I think it was like 33,000.
I think
it was. It was like a dinner of like.
It's incredible.
Like there's no like we weren't really.
They put like $5,000 bottles of wine on there.
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like I absolutely believed that an O-line group could spend that much at dinner. Like
I've actually heard. I've been around some yeah.
But if you're,
I
mean,
I've
seen some stuff. I've heard some stuff. You can easily some of these liquors they have these, they're like. $200 a shot. You get a couple of those. It's like,
but had they just looked at the bill, they would have seen.
I know. Like, seen it was.
Oh,
like
we didn't order 50 steaks.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
All right. And final question before I let you guys go, Joe. You are the one O-line member that has been targeted in a game before with the ball, and every other O-lineman talks about how jealous they are of this.
I have two targets.
You
yes,
have
in
two
one
targets
game.
In one game.
Wow.
But so, you know what else?
What else?
I also have two drops. Damn it.
So it's your fault of why none of the rest of these guys, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I kind of screwed it up for the rest of the big guys.
That's not true.
Man, it's just I didn't wear the sticky gloves. Like these receivers wear sticky gloves. And I opted to go. I was like, they're not going to throw me the ball. So I opted to go with the padded gloves that O-linemen wear so I don't get hurt. And then it went right through them.
Should
have worn the sticky gloves.
Who on the O-line besides you would deserve a target, Joe, if you're the offensive
coordinator?
I would
love to see Donovan get in the
end
zone.
No. As far as hands go, like you, oh,
I think it would be comical.
Okay.
not who deserves it.
Who would you trust
the most?
Yeah, to catch it. That's what I want to know. I think Evan, right?
I think, I don't know. Evan's got so much tape on his hands. Like, I don't think he can play without that.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
that's
fair.
A factor.
I love it. All right, well, we'll let you guys think about it. We may have to tweet the answer out later,
okay,
but we got to take
a
quick break here, and we'll let you guys get back out there to hand out the turkeys. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we still have one more segment coming up on Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet, brought to you by Florida Hospital, the exclusive hospital of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is Buccaneers Radio.
You're listening to Buccaneers Total Access, brought to you by Florida Hospital on 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the best Bucs coverage.
Welcome back into Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. We got our final segment here. It has been so fun having you guys and some of the other O-linemen on again. I know you guys miss doing the weekly show, don't you?
I miss it. This
do
has
you,
been
Ali?
Fun. I actually, yeah. Is that weird? Do you?
I do miss it.
Yeah.
I was actually disappointed when I found out that we weren't going to be on.
Which, yeah, the powers that be.
Good. You know, I'd have felt real bad if you guys were like, thank goodness.
Y'all need the petition. Y'all need to petition us back on.
That's true. Everyone start the petition.
There
here
you
we go.
Go.
All right. So a couple unresolved things, again, that we have to talk about that people wanted to know. There are a lot of fans that have been asking what the rest of the O-line thinks of Allie's hair.
Oh. I think that he should grow it out.
Like,
Joe,
even
what do you think,
more?
What do you think of my hair?
You should. He should grow it out, right?
I plan on cutting it.
He needs to take better care of it, though.
That's true.
Thank you. Okay, see,
that's
what did
true.
I tell you Saturday?
She's like, you need to brush and condition. I'm like,
that's what I told him, getting on the bus on Saturday, and he literally just, like, ignored me and walked past me.
I'm not doing that. I'm just going to cut it. Like, I don't want to maintain it.
In other words, if I have to brush it, I'm going to cut it,
yeah,
is what you're saying?
Exactly.
I'm afraid to ask when the last time you brushed it was. Okay.
How old are you supposed to brush it every day?
Yes. Yes.
That's not every day.
I don't want to know. That's already everything I needed to know. Okay, so another issue we had last year on the show that we talked about was the bitterness over the Donovan paying to have his own room on the road.
Allie got his own room now,
so,
and I don't want to hear nothing.
This.
I don't want to hear anything about it.
So,
it's a beautiful thing, isn't it, Allie? You can walk around as naked as you want. You don't have nobody but the people outside of the window looking into your window to worry about it. And
you are worried about that, though, right? Like, I want to make sure
He takes his little bubble baths.
So for the first, I think it was the first game or the first preseason game of the season, I hadn't done it yet. I was roomed up. I was doubled up with someone, and they doubled me with Anthony.
Oh.
Claire.
Oh.
Was there
a little bit of a culture change?
He just really missed me. I think that's what it was.
It was something that hit me. I was like, I should probably have my own room.
I'm like, a grown man.
No disrespect to you, Anthony. You're cool, but I'm going to have my own room, I think.
And that was it. That's what did it. So now do you take back everything that you said to Donovan last year when he did it? Are you okay with it? Do you understand now?
I get it.
Are you still taking it personally?
A little bit.
A little bit.
No, he's not. All training camp, we were roommates.
Yeah, we were.
And
was
how
good.
Was that? Just
was
reminiscing
great.
Back
good
to
old,
the old
good
days.
Good old times.
Back to the good old days.
Rocking out with the ukulele.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Which,
you know.
By the way, I'm a little salty you didn't bring that tonight. We had talked about that earlier in the year. You bringing it on and you guys doing
I'm
a duet.
I'm so happy I didn't bring
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and that's why I had a feeling there was no way I was convincing you to do that.
No.
How many songs can you play on the ukulele now?
I don't know. If you can play like three, you can play like four chords, you can play like every pop song ever. So, like, it would take like a little while, but.
But you can do that now?
Most pop and rock songs, yeah.
That's pretty incredible. Do you guys have a group celebration prepared for a touchdown?
No.
Why not? I feel like the O-line in particular needs one.
We've talked it out. We just haven't. We have to score touchdowns.
Right?
We have to score more touchdowns in order to get it done.
Yeah.
And we have to
motivation.
Prevent the guys from running away from us.
Yeah. Why, dude, I was trying to catch OJ. I didn't know he had a little celebration prepared.
He just ran away.
He just ran away.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm not chasing you down. Like,
yeah, it's hard.
That's it. They got to come
long
to you.
Drive.
Like, you guys have already worked hard at this point.
Exactly. Come celebrate with us.
In
don't
words,
run away.
All of the position players need to be coming to you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Well, just meet us halfway. You know, don't run away.
Even halfway.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. That'll be good. How about in the room? This is a new thing this year. The ping pong table that's in the locker room.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never seen any O-linemen playing.
That's a lie.
Untrue.
You guys just don't do it whenever
false.
It's open media.
Allie gets it in. Joe gets it in. Evan gets it in. Leonard gets it in. I'm terrible.
You're terrible. Allie, how are you?
I've probably beaten Joe. I think my overall record against Joe is probably, I want to say, 55-1. He's actually beaten me once. Maybe twice. Yeah.
And we were just talking before this. We'll close with this real quick. Less than a minute. Who deserves to get the ball in the end zone in the O-line the most? And Joe said he wanted to see you, not because it would go well, but because he thinks it'd be funny.
I think his celebration would be good.
My celebration?
Yeah. Well, just
you
have a good celebration
to watch
lined
you score.
Up, you?
Oh, listen, Buffalo, I was ready to take that little lateral pass all the way to the
all
house.
All the way to the house.
And, you know, do a little something.
I think I
would have a good touchdown celebration.
That's phenomenal. Thanks for being on here, guys. It's been a blast. Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. Brought to you by Florida Hospital, the exclusive hospital of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is Buccaneers Radio.
Buccaneers Total Access has been brought to you by Florida Hospital, the exclusive hospital of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Join the conversation at hashtag CatchBucksFever. This is 620 WDAE St. Petersburg and 95.3 FM, home of the best Bucs coverage.